Okay, well, I'll just say this is Trudy, and today is March 6th, and tonight is our last book study, Angel Speak Book Study group gathering, finally, yippee. you know, it's the classic good news, bad news. It's like we've gone through the program, and it's been a fabulous group and time together, but yet I'm happy to be here to say I'm here, and thank you. Okay, well, let me do a recording of who's here tonight, and so let's begin with Tammy. Are you here this evening?
Yeah, I'm here, Trudy.
Yay! Okay, good. Thank you. And Katrine, are you here? Okay. I think she can come a little later. And Caroline, all right, I know that she picks up the recordings. Catherine, are you here?
I'm here.
Oh, good. Good. Welcome. Judy, are you here?
Yes, I am.
Excellent. And Donna?
I'm here, Miss Judy.
Hey, you made it for the whole group, or the whole evening, I should say. That's great. And Jill didn't know if she could make it. Jill, are you here yet? She might be coming a little bit late. Maria, are you here?
I'm here, Judy.
Yay. Yay. And Manuela, I think Manuela is not able to make it. Diane?
I'm here.
Oh, boy. This is good. Barbara, are you here? No? Barbara sometimes is a little bit late, too. Kim, are you with us?
Yes, good evening, Judy. I'm here.
Hi. Oh, this is so good. You're all back and good. I want to hear how you guys have been. Now, who's going to share maybe how your week was, 2 weeks have been, or any exciting thing that has happened for you? Anybody that... Diane, did you have anything fun or exciting or different happen for you this week?
No, actually, I'm recovering from being sick. I'm still recovering. I was sick that last time. I could barely talk, so I'm getting over it, whatever it was.
Wow.
Not a fun week. Couldn't even play golf.
Uh-oh. You know that's not a good week.
No.
You can't do that. Oh, gosh. You know, they say that this flu bug is coming in a different way than how it originally started out. So sometimes people are having flu events or whatever and don't quite recognize it as that, but not happy and healthy, that's for sure. So.
Yeah.
Well, you keep resting, Diane, okay?
Thank you.
Yeah. And Donna, did anything exciting happen for you this week or different?
Yes. I feel like I'm going to explode. I have so much to say to you, but I don't want to take up too much time. So,
okay.
I was very worried about you last week, and it, you know, ironically, I had offered to give CDs to people, I guess the week before. I wanted to give everybody a gift.
So
I ended up getting on the line 1:04:07 last week. I was so proud of myself, and I said, Miss Trudy's going to love this. And I waited, and I thought, oh, my gosh, I've dialed the wrong number. Something's wrong. She would never not come. And I had gotten an email that was sent to me on Monday that I didn't get until Wednesday from Judy. Am I saying the right name, Judy?
Yes.
So I reached out to her and said, I don't know what's wrong, but something's wrong. And she said, yeah, I don't know. So we compared that we were stuck, both kind of stuck in cyberspace and waiting to see what happened, but nothing ever happened. So I was very worried about you, and I was praying, and oddly enough, when I was sitting across from the store, I was thinking of you and praying, and I looked up, and it said, thank you. And you said,
wow.
Thank you, earlier, yeah. Just like I had seen it. But
There's
more. So I ended up connecting with Judy, who I really love, and it made us realize how much we would miss us all being together. And I wanted to let you know I got 3 responses from the CD offer, and I just wanted people to not be scared of me. If they send their address, I won't use it for anything other than mailing them a CD.
Mm-hmm.
And the last thing was, so if they still want to join, I mail it to them, nothing attached. And I was putting together a group, and you told me in the first time I talked to you that I'd figure it all out, and I did, but then the place that I was supposed to have it at fell through. I'm putting together a healing circle for women. I'm very excited.
Oh,
and
wow.
Now, last night, my girlfriend offered for me to hold it at her home in this big room that she has. And I couldn't believe she said that, because I found 2 other places that I'm trying to work out. But I'd like to initially start it off and see how it flows and everything, too. So, anyway, I've had a great time with all of this. And I will miss you, because I won't know what to do with myself on Wednesday nights when I'm rushing out of work.
There you go. Well, me, and now you have the option to just kick back and relax and listen to your CD. You don't have to do anything or be anywhere.
No, well, my circle, I got a notice. I decided my circle was going to start tonight, the first week after class. And when it didn't, and when we got postponed, and then the place that I wanted to have it at got kind of taken, which has happened to me several times in my life, then it came up on my phone that my healing circle was going to be from 7 to 9. So I'm going to have Wednesdays and Sundays circles. And so I will take the place of it with that.
Yes.
Oh, wonderful.
How wonderful. Gosh, Donna, that is great to hear. And what a lovely offer you've made to everybody. Tell us, what is the CD? Is it music? What is it?
Yes, I've written a lot of lyrics to songs, and I'm in the process of recording them. But this particular one was really special to me. It took me 8 months to complete it. I always love for the people to have the whole CD. It's a music CD. It's called I Am the Gentle Wind. I put it out in 2013 on my birthday, and it's to remind people that when a loved one or an animal or someone close to them passes away, they're really not gone. They're always with them in a way. And it's me singing the song. I have a music writer. I have a website and everything. So I just didn't want people to shy away from getting it. It's just something I wanted to do for everybody because I felt they needed it for some reason. I would try to put it out there.
All right. Well, that is.
And then I felt bad. I didn't ask your permission first before I blurted it out of my mouth the last time we were on the phone. So sorry for that. And I also said I don't have your address unless I could send it to the P.O. box on your website and you would get it. I'd like you to have it too.
Oh, thank you. Well, that'd be lovely. But my email address is Trudy@angelspeak.com.
No, I mean a physical address to mail the CD to.
Oh,
it's
a physical address.
It's a
hard copy
of the CD.
Gotcha. So just send it to my P.O. box that's on my thing.
Okay.
That's where I get my mail.
Very good. I didn't want to be, too personal with people if they weren't wanting that. And
it's okay, Donna. That's a great offer and a very loving gift. So thank you so much. Good.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You're welcome. And Judy, what happened for you this week?
Well, I had a little bit of a rough week. As Donna said, I did connect with her through the email and through conversation when the class didn't happen last week.
Mm-hmm.
And I was the one that had emailed her on Mondays, which was the 25th, which was my birthday.
Oh,
and I had an aunt that was extremely ill, and she passed away on Monday, my birthday.
Oh.
It was sad and all of that, but I felt really happy too because I saw her on Thursday night. That was the last time I saw her and spoke to her. And I knew she'd be going, and I said to her, Auntie Rose, if you're going to go home, please go on my birthday. And I could feel the relief in her body, almost as though I was giving her permission to do that. And so it was difficult. I did a lot of yelling, screaming, crying, and releasing, which was really, really good for me. And so I really look at it as a gift. I look at it as her last gift to me.
Yes.
So.
And you were her last gift to her. You see, what a beautiful exchange.
One of the things the
angels say that is so important is what an honor and a joy and beautiful gift to when we go home, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so she was on her way to such a beautiful part of her soul's experience, and you were there with her. What a beautiful gift to share that.
Yeah, it really was.
Yeah. I interrupted you for a second. What else were you going
to
say?
That's okay. I had actually gone for a Reiki on Friday, and my Reiki teacher had said to me, why don't you go and visit your aunt, you know, her higher self, which I had never done anything like that before, which I did, and it was phenomenal. It was a joy because she was smiling and laughing, and that wasn't her physicalness at the end of her life. So it was really, really nice.
Wow. That is nice. That's a great gift. When I talked to my sister, Jackie, my younger sister. This isn't Barbara. I'm the middle child of the family. And I spoke with Jackie's higher self as she was in the process of transitioning. And I have to tell you, it is, like Judy's saying, it is the most remarkable experience. And it's a different aspect of a soul's being. And so I'm also a coach for an individual spiritual life coach. And her mother has Alzheimer's, and she can't speak to her mother directly, but she still has things she'd like to share with her and questions and all. And so she decided to speak with her mom through the mother's higher self. And wow, what an amazing experience. So if you're ever in a position where, you know, you need to either speak about a situation with someone, whether they're here in their body, they're ill, you can't reach them, they might be in heaven now. When I hooked up, I found out that I had a half-brother that I never knew I had, and I wrote to my father, and I asked him, my dad's in spirit, he died in 91, and I wrote to him, and I said, Dad, you know, thank you for sending Dick to me, you know, they call him Dick. That was such a popular name years ago. But, and we just had the best talk about my getting to meet a brother I never knew I had. Mm-hmm. I might have told this to you guys. Tell me if I did. Did I tell you about my brother?
Mm-mm. I don't remember.
Okay. Yeah, because it just happened a few months ago. And,
oh, wow.
Yeah. Talk about surprise, man. Who knew? Because it was always the three girls, when I was growing up. So, anyway, this new DNA testing is making an enormous difference in people's lives. But the angels have always been the ones that can make an enormous difference in our life as we grow. So, yeah. Well, thank you, Judy, very much. And, Kim, what happened for you this week?
Well, we just had, like, really, really intense weather. So I survived the actual temperature was 21 below, but the wind chill was minus 41 below.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, you're in Billings, Montana, aren't you?
Yeah. And so we have this extreme cold snap come through, and man, you have no idea what cold is until you step out into that.
Oh, wow, I can only imagine. Wow.
Yeah, so it was, couldn't feel your face, couldn't breathe very well. And I had gone out to, I know one of the gals said she was ill, and I had been ill too, so I hadn't gone out to be able to check on the car. So after 2 days, I thought, well, I better go check on the car. Well, it was dead. It was frozen.
Oh, dear.
So, yeah, I had to have the mechanic come and jump it. Anyway, so now I'm a proud owner of a new battery.
It's just, I forgot how cold it is. I've been living in Florida, being spoiled for these last few years now, but it really can be brutal, no question. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was. Yeah.
Yeah. All righty. Have you been writing your angel? I forgot to ask everybody that. Has the writing gone well for you? Kim?
I've been able to write to them. Mm-hmm.
Good, good, good. And are you discovering things or asking questions that maybe you'd like answers to or ask for help or clarity? How overall have you found it to be?
Well, like I said, I went through a really tough period where I kind of was getting just the same stuff. And then you suggested to ask more specific, and that's what I did. I became more specific. And it's interesting who comes through, because I'll say, well, I wanted a teaching today, so can we have a teaching angel come? And they will come.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have my normal four, and then I have Sadie and Jeremiah, who are the normal, the ones that usually come in. But they're real, they're like today I had kind of a rough day because I had something happen yesterday. And I was just wanting clarity today, so in between clients, I'm a massage therapist, so in between clients I decided to write, and they were able to give me some real grounding and some real good
excellent.
So I was glad that I was able to do that.
Oh, good. Good, good. It dawned on me years ago, finally, after many years of working with them and everything, that they really, if I think of them as my partners in life, and, not that they're obviously going to run my life or anything, but I, sometimes when things happen that I'm confused about or, like the situation with Bob that happened and stuff, and it was like they gave me perspective and help and love and support, like the fear evaporated, the worry, I had a greater sense of calm and peace and knowing that everything was going to be okay and stuff. And it is that wisdom and goodness that flows from them to us that just is so much more healing than what we could ever imagine. Mm. So really stick with them, all of you, when it comes to being sick, you know, things happening, good things, bad things, what do I do next, and all. There's just a really stronger sense of all is well. So that's really, really key that I've found over time. Good. All right. Well, thanks, Kim, very much. And Diane, have you been writing your team?
You know, I struggle with that. I haven't been successful in doing it.
Mm.
The first week, it was like nonstop.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they couldn't stop writing. And now, yeah. I don't know if it's just because I've been sick and that I'm not able to do it.
Yeah. Well, you know, when we're off, we're off. That is true. But maybe what you could do is say, you know, just, dear God and angels, I have been feeling off. I've been feeling sick. I'm not well. My energy seems low. Can you tell me how I can bring my old self back or start feeling better? Or what's going on with me? Or why am I struggling in talking with you guys now? And see what they have to say. And they might say, well, you know, your breathing's off. Because I do know that if I take a deep breath when I'm trying to connect with them, that makes so much difference for me. And because the angels often said, we come to you on your breath. And so I just try to breathe deeply, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So see how that flows, Diane. That might be helpful.
Yes, I will. That's a good suggestion.
Yeah. Just go to the heart of what's bothering us, and that's very, very helpful. Yeah. Good. All right. Thanks.
Thank you.
Judy? Yeah. Judy, how's your writing going?
My writing's going well.
Good. Good.
Yeah.
And have you done the 21 days yet, or... Are you still in a process with that?
No, I've been doing it every day for the 21 days, or actually more than
good.
The 21 days. I did find that I was struggling a little bit during this time, but
yeah.
I was still writing, and at times I was getting fast and furious writing,
uh-huh.
and I got a lot of clarity writing, and it was really good.
Okay, good, good, good. So, you know, that's like Diane's been getting. Anyone else finding a shift in the writing, or, you know, like it used to be a lot or and it's not now, like these two ladies, Diane and Judy, are getting?
Yes. This is Maria.
Okay. This is Maria? Hi, Maria.
Yes.
Same sort of thing, huh?
Same sort of, but I'm not giving it too much of a worry because they're talking to me other ways, and I was traveling a lot, driving, so I drove from Colorado to Washington through the snowpocalypse.
Wow.
But I got here safely, and I got messages on the way, and then I've had some pretty magical a Reiki experience last weekend, and I got a big message. And I've just been meditating a lot on my own, on what I happened with my readings last week before our class. I got a big message, and I just kind of feeling like I just want to get back to my own space.
Sure, yeah.
It's just hard being all over the place.
It is, no question, yeah.
I was Trudy, it sounds like we have to do a different kind of class. Maybe it's we're all sad that our class is going to end.
Yes, I think you're right. That's great. Yes.
Ask him a question. Okay, so
yeah, who's this?
It's Donna.
Hi, Donna. Yeah.
Yes.
Sure.
So is it odd to say communicate with the angels just through communicating with them without writing?
Oh no, we can do that. Definitely.
Okay. Yeah.
Have you experienced that? Mm-hmm.
I do a lot, yeah. And I work a lot, so it's hard for me. I'm trying to get myself to a place where I set out time for certain things. Like being in the class has helped me to, you know, show up, you know, be here.
Yeah.
I miss you all.
Yes.
And I'll miss that too. That's what Judy and I were speaking about last week. What are we going to do? And the weird thing was the only way I knew how to reach somebody is because I had, you know, she had sent me that email and it came through that day. So I was like, oh, what are we going to do? How do we stay connected, you know? That's the question I had. But I seem to have my connection through, you know, just things happening and knowing and hearing and, you know, the senses. I have all the senses are in tune now. So I'm picking up things all the time, like my friend offering me the room last night when I had thought about asking her, but then I didn't want to impose. And things like that, I call them magical things. And then I also noticed that we're all on the same page. Like, everybody wasn't feeling well 2 weeks ago. I wasn't, you weren't, many other people. It's very, very odd to me in how we are all, like, connected and everything's in sync. It's so bizarre, but it's beautiful at the same time.
It is.
I just wanted to ask if you thought it was strange that I'm communicating with them without writing, is my question.
Yeah, you know, sure. Like when I do readings with individuals, you know, my team of angels speaks with the person's team of angels, and I pass the information through to the person I'm doing the reading for. And you know, a lot of times people will, like sometimes when I'll be driving down the road and I'm not sure, I'll say, Angel, should I, you know, take I-95 or the Merritt Parkway? You know, I used to ask them things like that. But as time goes on, I've discovered that there is a time and a place for both aspects. For example, if I have a question that I need help with or understanding or support, I definitely will take a deep breath, say a prayer, write the question, and write their answer. Because if I just do it in my head, I get mixed up. Is this me or is this them speaking?
That makes
to me.
Perfect sense.
Yeah.
Can you say that again, what you do?
Yeah. Well, I'll use my head, you know. I'll say a prayer, and then I'll say, you know, should I go right? Should I go left? What's the next step or whatever? And I'll hear what they have to say. But I find that when I do, for me anyway, personally, when they do talk with me, in my head, I feel like I've made it up. But if I write it down, dearest God and angels, thank you for, you know, coming to me tonight, and then I ask my angel question, and I write their answers, those I always know are accurate answers to my questions.
So there's different things for different occasions, then.
Yes, exactly.
Kind of like when you wrote your dad, because that you couldn't obviously do in your head, but you could write it on paper and then get an answer from him, right? So that makes sense to me now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because, you know, everybody, when you remember, you know, those first writings, you go, gosh, was this me? Was it them? Who was I making it up? Well, when it's up in your head, what for you, and then it's very hard to discern. But when I learned how to listen to my body, like if my heart felt right or it felt right in my gut or whatever, I found ways of getting validating if I was doing it the right way.
Yeah, I think because I am a writer, I've written, I'll use an example of one of my animals passed away years ago. And in 5 minutes, I wrote this whole thing to her. Now, that didn't come from me. I know it didn't. There's no way in the world that would have come through me that fast and I would have analyzed it and this and that and the other. So I guess because I've written so many things and they've come through so quickly, I kind of would, for me personally, I would know the difference. But I understand what you're saying. So that, you're making perfect sense to me when you say that. Like if I had a major question and I didn't want to throw it around in my mind, then I would ask them on paper.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good. Perfect.
Okay.
Yeah. That's your safety net. Always write it out. And sometimes I write messages for people. When I first started doing appointments with people, angel messages, I would write it down like I do for myself. And then I realized that, yeah, that's, you know, I can do it many different ways. It doesn't have to be just one way. So that's great. That's terrific. Yeah.
Trudy, I have a question on that. So if you do do it and you're just going to do it, you know, and ask and not write it down, do you still do everything the same way? You still ask the question?
Yeah. I still ask the question specifically, you know, which way is the fastest way to go, I-95 or the Merritt Parkway, and the angels will tell me, but it isn't always right. So I figure I'll stick to my writing. Thank you very much. So, all right.
Well, that's when you have wings and you can fly through and over everything. You're probably seeing different variables.
There you go. Could be. Now, I haven't talked with Tammy or Catherine yet. Tammy, how was your week this week?
I had a really good week, actually. I've been getting a lot of messages around balance and harmony, and particularly balancing my time, you know, between the spirit and then my body and my mind, and you know, it's I've been having a lot of focus with spirit and talking to the angels, and you know, I try to keep my mind in a place that allows things to flow, and when I get into these places where I'm starting to go down this negative thought pattern, I try to trigger myself from doing that and really focusing on the place that I'm at and where what truly is going on around
me.
And I've been doing a lot of that kind of work, you know, because you know, years ago, my sister was the one that brought forward saying, she said, I said something about worrying about, she says, you've been worried all your life. That's all you do is worry. And I'm like, really? I didn't even realize how much I actually worried, you know? So, you know, that just shed light on it. It was a gift for me to kind of look at that and say, yeah, you know, I've stressed myself out over things that probably will never happen, and it's just a silly inner dialogue you have, you know? So I've shifted, but the body piece of it, I have had these plantar fasciitis. It's a foot issue where it's really hard to walk, and your feet are very sore. Well, both of my feet have it, and it's been going on for a long time, and it's leaving, and I'm thankful, and I'm thankful now to work on my body, which allows a beautiful balance in my life, because I'll write to the angels in the morning when I'm having my breakfast, and it's just a, you know, I'm a routine kind of person, so that helps me a lot to write and give thanks for everything that I have in my life, because, you know, we're all surrounded by so much abundance that if we just touch a little bit every day on it, it does make us start our day out in a really nice way. So you know, as far as my mind, it's just a daily allowing that flow to happen, and now I'm starting to get on the bike and working on my body. So I've been working this week very diligently on just keeping that balance, and it's feeling good, and so it's a wonderful flow. I did write my angels to see if there was anything to ask you, because you had asked at the last class to, you know, ask the angels if there's anything that, you know, that you need to ask Trudy or anything, you know, significant to share with the group. And the angels asked me to ask, are you still a, because you had said that you were a seeker, you and your sister were seekers, and I love that story because it really resonated with me, because, you know, I've been on this journey for quite a few years myself and feel like I'm a seeker. But, you know, now that I've got this flow happening, and I had one day last week that was just incredible. It was just a beautiful flow of everything that happened in that day. Just it was just sweet. And I'm the angels, you know, when I wrote, they said, ask Trudy if she's still a seeker, or if she relaxed and moves forward and allows herself to enjoy life. So I wanted to ask you that.
Oh, those angels, there's something else, you know. So the answer is yes and no. Okay, so here's what it is, what the way I'm moving forward, because we never stop. You know, the truth is we never stop growing and awakening and coming into our new places in life. And when you connect with God and the angels in this fantastic way of writing and being with them and working with them, life is so good. And, you know, and I've had periods in my life where I thought, boy, life is good, but never, ever to the extent that it is now. And it's like I feel so blessed. I feel so supported and guided and loved. And I know you've all heard me say this before, but the more I am in my relationship with my spiritual team, I've never stopped seeking, in that I, you know, read all kinds of material. I read books. As a matter of fact, tonight I was going to tell everybody about a website that I thought you might be interested in reading, this woman's article that she wrote. And evidently the month of March is full of retrogrades. And so retrogrades are, you know, people have a tendency to think, oh boy, that complicates life, when in fact retrogrades are wonderful times to get focused on projects we're working on and just move forward with the next steps on our path, or opening up to our spiritual greatness. Now, the, let's see, this is called Enlightening Life with Jennifer Hoffman, H-O-F-F-M-A-N. And she not only talks about astrology, she also works with the Archangel, she works with, I think it was Uriel, Archangel Uriel. And so she just supports at, So that I would encourage you to go to Enlightening Life with Jennifer Hoffman, Inspirational for High Vibes Transformation, she calls it. But I do like her work. And so I'm making a very long answer to your question, Tammy. I am still a seeker, and I am enjoying life through what I'm learning and growing. I am relaxing and enjoying life more so. But I find the slowing down is one of my greatest challenges. Does anybody else have that challenge? Slowing down?
Yeah. See, I kind of have a weird take on that one.
Yeah, on which one? Slowing down?
I just naturally go slow. My pace rolls much more slowly than everybody else around me. And this was part of the lesson. I'll talk about this when we talk about our most important lesson from this class, because that's part of mine. But I have a hard time feeling okay with moving through life as slowly as I do, because my ego starts yelling at me that I'm not doing things quickly enough. I'm not keeping up with everybody else, and I start doing that comparing myself to other people thing.
Oh, dear.
I'm getting over that.
good. And sometimes
I think
you catch do you ever catch yourself in the middle of that comparing thing? And then what I do is I say, angels, please help me move on from this, because I know that I am at the right place at the right time. Thank you for this blessing. And then I just move on, you know?
Well, thank
you. Go easy on yourself. Go easy. Yeah.
I will.
Great.
Well, an angel stepped forward during my Reiki treatment, and Archangel Raphael came forward to the woman that was doing my, gave her a message for me that kind of blew my mind a little bit, and it was my birthday on top, but he told her that I'm getting something. I'm receiving a huge gift from the universe, but it's not a free gift. I have to pay for it, and it's what I want, but what I choose to give is going to be, what I get is going to be directly related to what I give, how much I give. And so I decided what I was going to give and declared it. And then he showed her 777 for me, which is very, very special to me, that angel number. And he said to tell me that he is my mentor now, Archangel Raphael.
Oh, great. Well, fabulous. Good. Well, thank you. That's great. And Tammy, thank you for... did they have any other questions to me?
Well, the angels said they did ask me another question about from you, and it was about the way you feel about sharing your love. And,
the way I feel about sharing my love.
Yeah, and the way I took it was the way that you share your gift with everybody. And they said, we love Trudy so much. She's our angel. And it said, she will tell you more, and she is our angel. She is the connection you all need at this time. And... It says ask Trudy to ask her to talk about her gift again. She is the gift that you should know about. It's the gift of giving love. So I don't know exactly what that meant, but they said that too. I said when I asked, sharing your love. It felt to me like it was sharing your love and light, and how you do that with everybody. I think it had a big feeling not like rewarding. It's like your life purpose, and you had said you were going to talk a little bit around life purpose, I took a leap of faith like 10 years ago from the corporate world and helped my family out when they were going through different times in their lives where they needed somebody to help take care of them. And I'm very grateful for all the time, and I would not take back the step for anything. But, it just seems like I really don't even know exactly what my purpose is. I'm lucky enough to have had, I'm a safety professional, so I have jobs where I can go and, do time doing that job. I don't feel like, I know it's what I do in life, so it's my purpose, but I don't feel like it's the purpose I'm going to do for the rest of my life. And I'm not quite sure what exactly it is. And just like you, I'm a seeker, and I read and I try to figure out I know that I'm a caretaker, but I don't quite know what my purpose is. But every day, when I take care of my family and my home, and when I'm out in the world doing my job and just touching people with the love and light that's in me, I just feel like sharing that love and light that's in me, that, my divine spark that I can share with others, is my purpose. I mean, I don't know what other thing to say about it, but any insight that you can give around that would definitely be appreciated.
Well, thank you so much, and definitely, there are two things that I am going to be sharing tonight that have everything to do with that, Tammy. So, thank you, and thank you for bringing this up. And I love the questions that the angels asked. That was fantastic. So I want to finish with Catherine, and then I will get to answering exactly what you have brought up. That's great. Thanks so much. Okay. Catherine, you're patient lady.
Yeah, well, I'm enjoying listening to everything.
Isn't it great? Yeah.
And I have been writing regularly. Sometimes they're long, sometimes they're short. I feel a good connection, and I did go ahead and ask them what is the most profound learning I've had to share with the Angel Speak group, and I can share what they responded if you'd like.
Oh, please do.
Learning to write with us is a profound tool for communication. It really helps you to connect with us. Although you've always had a connection, you've often found it hard to follow or trust. But the writing is providing a stronger communication and is building your own self-confidence. All students have grown in confidence and perseverance during the class. And we send gratitude to Trudy for offering the class itself. Gratitude for all the students who had the courage to sign up for the class. Gratitude to each other for having the courage to share our experiences. And congratulations for finally getting over the everyone else's messages are better than mine thought. All messages are wonderful. And sending love to all.
That's so funny. Oh, gosh, that cracked me up. I love that. What'd you say?
I said my angels do have a good sense of humor.
They do. Oh, that is funny. They do. It's just, there were times that Barbara and I, when we were writing books, and we'd have these goofy thoughts or whatever, and they'd come up with something, and we would just be laughing, you know, falling on the floor kind of laughing sometimes with the things they share, and they find humor in a lot of things. So that's great. Wow, well, that was dynamite. Thank you, Catherine. That's a lovely writing from them about all of us and our process.
Yeah.
And, yeah, no matter what your process is, we've all got one. And so here we are at this point now of realizing that we have come a long way and that we don't worry so much about is it them or is it me, and we're on to these next levels. So that is fantastic. Good, good, good. So you've been writing quite a bit, it seems like.
Yeah, sometimes they're very short messages, sometimes they're longer.
Uh-huh, good, good, good. Okay. Where are you again? Where do you live? Minnesota?
North Dakota.
What?
North Dakota.
Oh, North Dakota. See, I was close. Okay. North Dakota. That's close to Iowa. Growing up in the Midwest is a good place to grow up, I've decided.
Yes.
So, yeah. Well, all right. Thank you. Now, Barbara, are you here? Okay. And Manuela? I don't think she's here. Katrine? Okay. Caroline is not. And Jill, have you come on? Okay. All righty. Well, I'm sorry those ladies couldn't join us tonight, but We did get an, I hope we didn't miss anybody on our emails. Kate and I sent out to everyone. And again, I so appreciate your love and your support and your prayers, everyone. Everything worked out well, and I know that the love that you all sent was just tremendous. I want to go back for a second here about when Tammy was asking the question about a couple of things. The love, the way I give love, and I know what they're asking me to share with you, and I am just thrilled that so much of the workshops that I do, the information also not only flows directly to me from my angelic group or God or whomever is there to love and support me and us, but one of the things I learned early on when I started putting together a safe place for people to come to a program or a class or learn how to talk to their angels, safe place was always important to the people that are in my classes. And I realized that one of the things that I was part of my, the kind of classes I wanted to share with people is that I learned early on to love and respect individuals who are guided to me for precisely where they are on their spiritual path. You know, some of us have been at this for a long time. Some of us have been with this work for a short time. Some of us feel that we are clear where we're headed. Some of us feel confused. It doesn't matter where you are at on your path. I love you and I respect you for that consciousness that you're in right now. And I know that the people who come to me wouldn't be with me if it was any other way. And I feel very blessed to be a spiritual teacher for people that are looking for their right place at the right time to be doing their God work. So thank you, everybody, for that. So I respect you for that. And does anybody have any questions about respecting others? You know, one time Bob and I were racing down the highway. We had to be somewhere, and of course we were late. And there was a guy coming alongside of us and blowing the horn at us and zooming by, and, you know, and Bob was saying, oh, look at that guy, you know, what kind of driver is he? And I said, you know, Bob, somehow that guy feels that he needs to be further down the road than we do, than we are. And so just let him do his thing. And it was like, that's his consciousness right now. And that was kind of a turning point for me. It's interesting how that pops into my consciousness. But I realized there was no way I was going to be able to fix that situation, to do anything other than just let him go doing what's right for him. And I think that was the beginning of my just respecting people for where they are on their path. Has anybody had that experience before, or that feeling or sense?
Hey, Trudy.
This
is Tammy. I just want to thank you for answering that question. And the way that you answered it really... It hit my heart. Having a safe place for everybody. I guess that feels so good for me to hear that. And you know, I think that everybody has a golden nugget to share. And when we get into a place of judgment and thinking that we're not enough or that we know more than someone else, it doesn't serve us well. But when we know that we're there and we let that go, like you said, it's a beautiful thing to just to sit back and listen and hear, you know, the love and the light that's shared in this group, and how everybody has something that's shared. And as each woman speaks, there's always something that I resonate with. So thank you for having this safe place for us, and thank you for explaining the love, because you explained exactly what Peter wanted you to say, that's for sure, because it did. It made me understand that this safe place is a wonderful place for us, and I appreciate it.
Oh, gosh. Thank you so much, Tammy. That's great.
Trudy?
That's
Miss Trudy.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Could I share something interesting with you?
Sure. Is this Donna?
It is. So I'm sitting here in front of my place where I eat, but I can't bear to go in because I'm so intrigued with all of this. And I look to my left, and there are rocks sitting on a hill of grass in the shape of a heart.
Oh. That's great.
So that's the kind of stuff that I'm saying is happening lately. And this is where I was sitting last week when I was so flustered over not finding you and thinking about you. And I almost felt like I was communicating with you. And then I looked up and saw that thank you note. So I just wanted to tell you, since you're talking about love and everything. And
that's beautiful.
The circle of women, that's what's so intriguing to me, is I feel the need for women to have a safe place to go, and I wouldn't be healing them, but I would be helping. They need to do the work, but I would be facilitating this place for them. So when I looked to my left and saw the heart shape rocks. I thought, is that really happening? I mean, answer me.
It is. That's so great. Diane?
Yeah. I don't know how my voice is coming across, but I wanted to share. I actually did get a writing, and I forgot all about it. And it was about, what is it about the most profound learning in the group? And what I got was, and it's interesting, you just made me think of it, is respect of others. And message I got was quite, it was short, but it said, dear child of God, we love you and want you to know that it's all about respect for one another. This group has come together with all its different, with all its different learnings and energy, only to be brought together to honor and respect one another, to listen to others and to share the spotlight and support one another. It is quite marvelous how you work together in harmony, and your learnings will far exceed what you thought it would be as a group.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. That is great. Oh, thank you, Diane. That's beautiful. See, isn't it interesting how, like, you didn't think you were getting much, and now that was just so perfect. A validation for what we all needed to hear. I love that. Good. Good, good. All right. Yeah, the writings, the experiences, the heart-shaped rocks, the people, you know, that we love and all. It's just all comes together. I used to worry, like, how many people are going to show up for the class tonight or how, you know. And, boy, it was many years ago, I said, God, you bring to the program the right people, circumstances, and events that needed to be shared, and I'll be there to hold the energy and to share the love. And that took so much crazy pressure, you know what I mean, how we get worried and everything. That just erased it. When I realized that this is God's program, ladies, it's being beautifully given, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Now, I wanted to share something here. I've said several times, tell me if I did say this before. I mentioned a phrase that God doesn't give half a gift. Did I give you guys the explanation of that comment?
No, you were going to.
Okay. All righty. Goody. Well, suddenly this comment came to Barbara and me at one point, and we said, well, you know, what does that mean? And we realized that what the angels are sharing is, as we grow and walk forward on our path and come into the next phase or steps or learning or healing or understanding, whatever it might be while we're on our path, that God will give us all aspects of the growth. For example, very often I'll get a person asking me in a reading, oh, my husband got a promotion, and we're going to be moving from, you know, Chicago to Boston, and I'm so worried about where the kids are going to go to school. Are we going to find the right house? Are we going to, you know, are we going to make friends? Will they find the right school? And the fact is that if there's a good thing that happens for someone in our family, like our husband got a promotion or your child, you know, got something special, well, there will always be something for each person in the family to find that will be the right thing for them. A gift for them. It's not like, well, one person got a promotion, the rest of you, forget it. You know, God doesn't work that way. Everybody gets something special. Like when I moved from Connecticut down to Naples, Florida for 1 year, I was so worried about my kids and about this. I mean, this was like 25 years ago, but it was really rough. And that was the beginning of my spiritual awakening. It was the roughest period of time because it didn't work out. And my husband's job fell through, and we had to decide, are we going to go back to Connecticut? Are we going to stay in Naples? What are we going to do? What will happen for the kids, you know? And I realized that we ultimately decided to just pack it up and go back to Connecticut. And in doing that, not only did I realize how much the angels were watching over us, even though we felt alone and afraid, it was like a period of time where by the time our kids got back to school 1 year later, they had made really good friends, and their learning was stronger, and I found myself new friends, and my spirituality awakened, and I started on my spiritual path. So what appeared to be a disaster ended up being one of the best things that happened to our family. And so that's what I mean when I say God doesn't give half a gift. He'll start off with something, and then we will be blessed, guided, shown the way, given the right people, circumstances, and events. And don't worry about that. Ask, ask, ask for what it is you'd like to have, do, or become. It is just vital. Does anybody have anything to share or an experience like I explained? Hello.
We're all taking it in.
Ding, ding, ding. All righty. Well, I'm sure you've all had an experience that you thought was terrible, and it was a disaster. And then later on, as time goes on, you realize that was not that bad after all, and we learned a lot.
Yeah, I call those God's gifts and cruddy wrapping jobs. You know, like those are the Christmas presents you go that are wrapped in newspaper that you don't want to open because they're going to be horrible. Like, I know I've had a lot of them, and I can't think of enough details of any one, but there have been, I mean, I got a new car one time, and on my 30th birthday, I got T-boned at an intersection on the way to get birthday candles, and it totaled my car.
Oh.
However, after the accident, I found out that there was something going on at the front end in that car I couldn't afford to fix anyway, and because I wrecked that car and I got insurance money, I was able to buy a different car. That was a perfect car for me. I had it for over a decade.
Wow.
And I wouldn't have been able to afford it had I not gotten in that accident.
Wow. See? I love it. Yes, that's it. That's how it works.
Yep.
And, so always look for the, you know, because life is a polarity while we're living here on this earth plane. And for every bad thing that happens, there's always something good that shows up. Always. And it's just how life progresses. There's good, there's bad, there's bad, there's good. And it's how we take that in and live with it that makes all the difference in the world, ladies. So, and that's part of our spiritual acceptance and understanding. So, and sometimes I'll just say, dear God, this has been a very challenging time. to put it mildly or whatever, and then I'll say, now, I know that nothing is ever bad forever, and I am looking so forward to the good things coming my way. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And then, sure enough, you know, ultimately things turn around and get better. So nothing's ever forever. Okay. Anyone else have anything they'd like to share? Okay. Now, what do you say we spend time talking about our purpose?
Yep.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. Sounds wonderful.
Everybody, yep, as we know, has a purpose this lifetime. Even the little ants that walk on the ground or the grain of salt or dust. Everything has a purpose. And what happens is when we come here, it's already within us. God has instilled within us not only our purpose, but our path as well. And so it's a matter of asking. Now, I thought that there must be some really special secret to what our purpose was, because it totally, you know, totally eluded me for years. And when spiritually I started to open, I started to look at my life as to the angels' writings, and I asked them, what is my purpose? And they said very clearly, your passion, what you love, what excites you, what brings you joy, what brings you happiness, will take you ultimately in your life to your path. So, you know, like, I love working with people and helping them find their way. And so that's my passion. And I realized my whole life I've been helping people on some level. Even when I was a kid, people would come to me and they had problems, you know, or I remember in seventh grade, people used to come to Trudy and ask me about what should they do or whatever. And then as I got older, that being with people and supporting them, I realized I would always do things like, I joined the Girl Scouts because I could be with people that liked to, you know, make things or whatever. That was also part of my growth. So my purpose would lead me to my passion, which led me to my path. And I will tell you, wait a minute, did I say that in the right order? I said my passion led me to my path, which led me to my purpose. Okay. That's how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I was so relieved. You know, when I grew up in Iowa, I was talking about the Midwest and stuff. If somebody, you were always supposed to be so insanely polite as kids that if somebody offered me a job that I didn't want to do, my mother said, well, you really should do that, honey, because it would show your gratitude or something. This is in the Midwest. Now, that wasn't for everybody. Tammy didn't probably have to go through that. But anyway, the point is that, there'd be times that I'd be afraid that if someone asked me to do something, I had to do it. And then I moved to New York and all that kind of thing, and ultimately realized that if I loved what was being offered to me, if I got excited, if I felt passionate about it, then I knew I was headed for the right direction of my life purpose. And Diane, you and I have talked about this before, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And didn't that help you make a decision on what you're doing now for your job?
Yes. It kind of gave me the parameters for how to go about it and
mm-hmm.
the areas
mm-hmm.
to pursue.
Yeah, yeah. And you're, you're still with it, right?
Yes, I am.
Good. Well, you know, the whole idea, though, is, you know, like I was in corporate life 9 to 5 forever, and then when I decided that that wasn't my passion, I got out of it. And after I built a spiritual business. So I just want you to know that if you use this formula and all, and just keep in mind that if it makes your heart happy, or you love to do it, or you like the people, or it brings you joy, however you want to think of it, and you can tweak it also. Like, there was a time that I was a sales manager. I loved helping the women in the group that I was managing figure out that they were much more than what they thought they were, you know? I loved that part of it, how they learned their abilities and all. But I didn't like the sales deadlines, and I didn't like the pressure. So I moved, I took with me the loving to support people in their passion, and then I had my spiritual awakening, and that's what I've been doing all these years. So you can tweak what you're doing. You can ask the angels for help. You can, you know, just don't make any sudden decisions that's going to put you in jeopardy. Like, sometimes people get so excited about their spirituality, they quit their job, but they don't have anything else to back it up. They say, I just want to spiritually go forward. Well, how are you going to pay rent, you know? Because we kind of have two paths we need to walk. One is, it's our living our life path while we're here on Earth. And, of course, the other path is our spiritual life work. So you can do both. Does anybody have any questions about this?
Miss Trudy?
Yeah.
I'm trying not, I hope there's not a lot of background noise. I came into this place where I come to when I'm listening to you girls, and I needed to tell you something else now.
Okay, now, first, this is Donna, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okie doke, go ahead.
Okay, so as I'm listening to everything you're saying, you know, I feel like you're preaching to the choir, and I'm needing all of what you're telling me because of what I'm trying to put together. But the last time I wrote in my notebook, so I brought my book with me to work today and my notebook where I write my notes. And I have to share this with you because it's so ironic. So I wrote down homework for February 20th, 2019 for last class. It says, write the angels and ask if there's anything to ask them or Trudy during our last gathering together. Then it says, God doesn't give half a gift. Trudy will share what that means. Then it says, purpose. What are we here to do? Then it says, ask angels what it is about the learning of our particular group. And I actually wrote down a note that night because what seemed to be happening to me is every time you gave us homework, I would kind of do it right away and then put it aside.
Uh-huh.
And the answer to that, after ask angels what it is about the learning of our particular group, it says, love, which I just saw the heart of rocks outside, and
mm-hmm.
we are not alone. There are others needing and experiencing the same things.
Wow, that's so great. Wow. So you've been really keyed in here. That's cool. That's great.
But I didn't know I was. You know what I mean? I'm kind of going through life trying to help my, I help my mom. I, you know, live with her. She's 83. She's independent but needs assistance, too, with things.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
different things she can't do anymore. I have my 2 dogs. I have my 3 jobs. And in the meantime, I'm trying to talk to the angels and do something that I'm, I keep thinking I'm here for more. I'm here for more. What am I supposed to be doing? I, you know, and then bam, it hit me in like a ton of bricks. Just sitting in the doctor's office a couple weeks ago. So thank you so much. I just, I didn't want to interrupt you, but I wanted to share that. I thought it was so ironic that here you were saying it all, and I'm looking at it going, is this really happening again for the first time tonight?
Yeah.
Thank you, Katie.
And you are welcome. And I will share this, too, that it, when something is in process, okay, like when I was in Naples, Florida, so burned out and tired and worried about the family and everything, I had no idea I was in the process of coming into my spiritual awareness and understanding and building a relationship with God and the angels, and that they were helping me. You see, when everything is unfolding and coming together for us, we have to have faith that we're being cared for and that everything is going to work out and be okay if we continue to ask our team on every level for their help. And so you're in process, each one of you. You're doing a beautiful job.
Thank you, Trudy.
You're welcome. Anybody else now? Who's got a question, or who's got a writing, or who wants to know something before, you know, gosh, time just flew by tonight.
Yeah,
hi, Trudy.
This is Jill.
Hi.
Jill. Hi, Jill. You made it. That's great. Good.
I'm so glad to hear all of you.
Good. Well, we've been talking about our purpose and our path and our mission, and you'll definitely want to get this recording for tonight's program. This has been one amazing gathering.
Definitely.
Yeah. So, Jill, you... is there anything that you would like to share with this group tonight and whatever?
Well, there was from last week. I haven't looked at this recently, but there was the transformation, the word. I don't think I read that before.
Oh, okay.
I think that was the class. You guys did the words, right? Wait, when did you do the words?
It was a few weeks ago, but you know what? I think if you do read to us their wisdom around the word transformation, because that's what tonight's program has been about, basically. We're all transforming like crazy in these weeks, and the transforming continues. So would you share what you got there?
Yeah, I hope I didn't already do it, but anyway, transformation. Dearest angels, what would you like to tell our group about transformation? Dearest Jill, I and we and all of us here would like to tell all of you about the word and the world of transformation. We want you to know that you will transform. You are always transforming, transmitting, changing genders, trying on new characters in each new lifetime. We are blessed to know you from lifetime to lifetime and see you grow. It is a beautiful and
can be the most beautiful thing. We are watching you grow like flowers, transforming, transmuting from color to color and all different lifetimes. Specifically, this one where you shall beg to be transformed. I don't know what that means, but anyway. The changes have come through time, hardships, joys, harder times, but are well worth it. It is natural. It is wonderful to see you all grow. You have grown into beautiful, mature souls who know your own selves and nature and will be here forever to help other people grow and change and mature and evolve eloquently and forever beautifully.
Wow.
That was wonderful.
What angel was that? Do you know?
I asked for names and it said Angela, and then there was a male that I didn't quite get the name, and then Gertie.
That must have been my sister. They used to call me that when they really wanted to get me. I love it. It's a tease name for me. Listen, that absolutely is a perfect transition for what we've discussed this evening, and the wisdom of it is perfect. Thank you, Jill. Your timing is great.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Yes. And now, I just, as we're going now, moving forward, I want to read something to you on page 100 in Angel Speak, and it says, an angel message that says, no one is going to miss their mission. Everyone does it in one way or another. All you need to do is say yes to it, and you will be doing it. So just say yes to your mission, and it will begin to unfold for you. And you know what I was thinking? The angels just gave me an idea. I might do a 3-week class on, you know, discovering your purpose, path, and mission, or whatever, and see if you ladies, I'll send it out to you guys, and see if you would like to attend that class. That would be great if you did. If the timing's off, I understand that too.
That would be great.
Yeah.
Oh,
all right. Okay. Well, I will. I'll do that now. I have a question that I'm going to ask you, a favor. Okay, everyone.
Sure.
You know, I always am looking for people's testimonials about what you felt the class was like for you, or when people write and say, you know, this class helped me. If you could send a testimonial to me, I would be so grateful as to what you liked in our class, and it would be a great gift to me.
Oh, yes. No problem.
Good. All right. Now, my email address is Trudy, Trudy, at angelspeak.com. And make sure you put the E on the end of angelspeak. Yeah. And if you could do that, even when you hang up, or just because life gets so busy, and maybe just to write a few lines or something and send it through tonight if possible. If not, any time will be appreciated.
Yeah, I was going to say, if for some reason I lost sight of it, feel free to ask me again, but I'll remember.
Okay. All right.
When you write it down, then you remember.
You do. Thank goodness for paper and pencil.
Yes.
All right. Any other looming question? You know, I'm here for you guys, but anything tonight as we finish our program together?
Trudy, I don't have a question.
Not really. I have a comment.
Okay, hold on. Say that again. You don't have a question, but what?
I just have a comment. This is Judy.
Yes, Judy.
So, Jill just did her writing on transformation, and she said that her angel was Gertie or Gertrude.
Mm-hmm.
So I did a writing yesterday, and as I do my writings, I ask who the angels are. And my angel yesterday was Gertrude.
Mm-hmm.
And
is that a riot?
I couldn't believe it when she said that. And the other thing is I will look up the meaning of the angel's name, and it gave me Gertrude, and it was Trudy, which I didn't realize was the short for Gertrude, and it said Spear of Strength. So that's what Trudy means. Spear of Strength.
No kidding. Wow.
Yes, I just thought that was so poignant, and it usually goes with the writing that I've just done, the meaning of the angel's name.
Yeah, isn't that something? Holy cow. I love it. The Spear of Truth?
Spear of Strength.
Oh, Strength. Great.
Strength.
Love it. Well, thank you. That was lovely. All righty. And you folks have absolutely been the most amazing, beautiful, loving, supportive group. I love you all. It's been my honor to help you walk forward on your path, and I feel so blessed to have known you and to be asked to be your teacher. And so thank you.
Thank you so much.
Okay. God bless everybody. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Same to you. God bless everyone.
I'll miss you.
Okay. Miss you guys too so much. Yeah. Who just said I'll miss you?
Donna.
I'll miss you too, yeah. Donna. Do you think you had all your questions answered, like we talked the first time?
Yeah, I thought I was conjuring up a question in my head earlier, or kind of like toward the class, but then I thought, you know, I think I've just got to do the circle and see how it flows and just do it.
Yes.
I think I'm right at the edge of it, and I didn't know what it would take for me to just step into it, because I kept getting, I had lost my room when I was about to do this before, and then I thought I was going to know where I was going to do it this time, and then that didn't work out, and I thought, wow. But it didn't stop me.
So yeah,
I'm right
good.
There.
Goody.
I just don't know how to approach it.
Yeah, well, you know, this is one step at a time, they're saying, and write to them and ask them, how do I approach this? And let them answer.
How do I put the word out there without going on through the internet, you know? So it's not so, I don't want to go through the internet to do it.
Well,
I'm trying to find my avenue.
Why don't you do talks? To stand up in front of people and give a talk, they'll see you and all that you do, and that'll fill your private practice.
I've been telling people as we meet them, and they seem to be drawn to it.
Yeah, they seem to be drawn, but are they showing up? You need to find a way to draw them to you. You need to become more magnetic. So that'll help. Okay.
Thank you, Judy.
God bless all of you. You guys are so great. Take care.
You too, dear.
Bye-bye. All righty. Bye-bye.